a family mindset. Podcast.
Think bigger. Welcome to this episode of the Multifamily Mindset Podcast. My name is Jackson Campbell, your host. Very excited for my guest today. Before I introduce him, just a couple of quick announcements. We got the Peak Partnership coming up. Definitely get your tickets if you haven't gotten your Peak Partnership tickets yet. It's an amazing event coming up at the end of March. If you haven't got your tickets, you definitely want to get that. We're going to have David Goggins there, Jamie Kern Lima, Jim Quick, and all the MFM bangers too. Tyler will be there. Todd will be there. It'll be an amazing event. You won't want to miss out. So get your tickets if you haven't got your tickets for that. Also, if you are new to the podcast, welcome. Super excited and grateful to have you here. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the episode, to the podcast. So we're very grateful to have you here. Last announcement. Also, we've got Tyler's new podcast that we've got coming that's already come out, the Own the Outcome podcast with Tyler Devereaux. Go give that a listen. Go give that a rating. Go give that a subscription as well and support Tyler as he ventures off to do his own podcast. Awesome. Well, my guest today, very excited. This person has made a massive impact, not only in the company, but just in my life, just by watching this individual. He's a great example of hard work, of dedication, of diligence, of determination. I'm very grateful to have Adam Al-Sultani on with me today. Adam, how are you, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, Jackson? I'm doing great, man. Life is good. I'm excited to be here. Stoked to be here on the podcast. And thanks for having me. Appreciate the intro.
No, dude, of course. Like I said, very grateful to have you. If you know Adam, or if you've been involved in the multifamily mindset and you've had contact with Adam, you know that he's a special dude. He's an amazing dude that carries an amazing, fantastic energy with him that is just so valuable to have him around. Adam was just here in Maui, and I was able to see him really briefly at lunch. But Adam's one of those people you don't realize the type of power that he has until you're in his presence. So if you ever get the opportunity to meet up with Adam, go to lunch with Adam, network with Adam, connect with Adam, definitely do that. He's one of the best guys around, definitely one of the best guys in the network. So Adam, very pumped to have you on today and very, very excited to talk to you. Adam, before we kind of jump in and dive into a topic, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us where you're from. Kind of just give us a little background of who Adam is.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So Adam Al-Sultani, you know, I grew up in a small town in Kansas called Manhattan, Kansas. You know, few people know of Manhattan, Kansas. It's kind of funny. We call ourselves a little apple, but you know, it's a good family feel there. It's a college town, Kansas State University. You know, I got to rep the Cats wherever I go. Hardly home, but always repping, right? And yeah, man. So I grew up in Manhattan, Kansas, and you know, that's where I stayed up until college, really. So, you know, that's the city that raised me. I love going home. Yeah, I got a lot of really good friends out there. People I consider family. You know, my mom is still there with the home base, and I got a lot of my close family members still there as well. I was very blessed to grow up there. You know, I grew up around a lot of smart, you know, talented people, and I feel like that has rubbed off and had a really great impact on me and my personal life. You know, just going through life, I've been able to reflect on, you know, the upbringing that I had, and I'm super grateful for it.
That's awesome. I think that's super relatable too. Super relatable. A lot of people grow up in these small towns, and then, like you said, you went off and you went to college. Where'd you go to college?
Yeah, so I went to college in Kansas, ironically, okay. You know, but you know, before that, growing up, I did a lot of extracurriculars, right? So I was very blessed to grow up with a really supportive mother. She was a single mother for a good bit of my childhood, and man, she didn't miss a beat. I'll tell you that much. She worked so hard, and I look up to her so much for the things that she's been able to do, you know, and provide for me and my siblings in my life. You know, like I said, a lot of extracurriculars. So I grew up playing all types of sports, doing different activities, you know, soccer, baseball, football, basketball, did karate, Boy Scouts, just like all around. My mom really wanted to make sure that any opportunity that I wanted to go and attack, she was there to help support. So she really made that happen, man. And I'm super grateful for it. Then, you know, continued playing sports all throughout high school. And that's really what was my main focus in high school, was friends and sports, man. You know, like most people that are athletic in high school, it's kind of, you know, the theme around that. But, you know, leading up to college, I went to college in Kansas. I actually continued playing football in college. I went to a 2-year JUCO called Dodge City Community College, and I played football there for 2 years. It was an interesting experience. It was awesome. I got to play with a lot of different people with, you know, some tremendous talents. I played with a few NFL players that, you know, still in the league today. And it was just a great experience, man. I mean, it was in the middle of nowhere, Kansas, so there wasn't a whole lot to do. So we really bonded, man. We became brothers over that. But after JUCO, I decided to stop playing football, actually. So it was a 2-year career for me in college.
When you were at college? Were you just doing your generals at that point?
Yeah, at that point in JUCO, I was actually pre-physical therapy at JUCO. That was initially what I thought that I'd be getting into. But once I transferred, I decided to switch to business. And, you know, main reason behind that was I wanted to open up my opportunities, right? Because with PT, it's more specialized focus. I wanted to allow myself the opportunity to go really down any venture because, you know, as a lot of people, when you're just getting out of high school, it's hard to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life. Sure. So I just kept myself open. It was a smooth transition, really. I went to Fort Hays State University, which is a great college. It's a very affordable education, so like high value there. And, I went there, made some great friends. And over that, you know, year, I was really, involved in school, more involved in school than before, because before I was focused mostly on football. But then I got to know a bunch of great friends that I still call, some of my very best friends today. And it was a great experience overall. While I was at Fort Hays, because I was more involved in the community and whatnot, I came across a booth, right, at one of, I think it was a job fair or career fair, and it was a study abroad booth. So I just like, it was like a magnet, man. It pulled me in and it called to me. I've always been very adventurous, but this was the next step, I guess, or next level of adventure, right? And I got to know the study abroad director, and we kind of just exchanged the conversation from time to time, and then we became pretty close. And she helped me get my boots out across the Atlantic. So I was able to go over to Europe, and I spent 6 months over there. And as I was, preparing to go, I was making all these different applications. And initially I wanted to go to Spain. That was my, first choice. And, I know a little bit of Spanish, but I was wanting to go over there and really immerse myself into the culture. I heard a lot of great things about Spain, which they're all true for sure. I wanted to go out there and just expand my knowledge of Spanish and the culture as well. And you went to Portugal, was it? Or yeah. You went somewhere, yep. Right?
Yep. So I lived in Brazil for 2 years. Yeah. Brazil. So I lived in Brazil for 2 years, learned Portuguese while I was down there. But yeah, living abroad can definitely open your eyes to a whole new way of living, a whole new perspective on life, and can definitely make you grateful for what you do have. And grateful for the experiences that you haven't yet experienced as well. There's just so much to learn when you do travel abroad like that, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Super, absolutely. Super powerful. So you went over there, were there for 6 months. So what were you studying while you were over there?
Oh yeah, I didn't get to that. So when I was over there, I was still studying business. I was studying finance, business management, some things like that. Cool. And then I also brought over some of my courses online from my other university, right? Because I just was balancing it out, and I set it up really well so that my abroad classes were all completed in the first quarter, and my online classes, they continued on, but that opened me up so that way I could go out and travel. Cool. So while I was out there, I spent 2-3 months just backpacking, traveling, staying in hostels. And that was really where I had the most fun out there. I mean, it was great being at the university. I had a lot of great times there as well. But man, just like the things that you just said, the ability to, grow and see different cultures and, expand your being, like that was an unbelievable experience.
It is. It's super powerful to travel and meet new people and experience new things and and learn from their perspectives. It's an incredible thing. Adam, it sounds like how old are you right now?
Right now I'm 25.
Okay. So up to this point in this story, you're telling me, how old were you?
Yeah. So I turned 21 when I was in Europe.
Okay, dude. So 21, you've already made a lot of life decisions and you've already gained a lot of experience being able to go over to Europe, being able to, you know what I mean? Going to two different colleges, playing some collegiate athletics, dude. But you experienced a lot and you had a lot of different people. I'm sure a lot of different personalities that you met through that.
No doubt. So
saying all that and being through all that and going through all that, learning all those things, how did you end up? Because I know you were in Colorado for a little bit too. So you ended up in Colorado and that's where you kind of got connected with the multifamily mindset. How did that happen, dude? How did you go through, experience all these things from studying business, traveling abroad? How did you end up here at Multifamily Mindset?
Beautiful story, beautiful memories, man. Right when I was finishing up college, COVID happened. And when COVID happened, I went back home for my last final semester. And while I was there, I figured, I have this time on my hands, right? Online school was really easy. School was always pretty easy for me. But online school was just like next level easy. I was bored.
Super easy. Yeah.
So I decided to get a job at a car dealership. And I was a sales representative there. And I was working there. Made some good friends there as well. And one of the colleagues that I met there, he actually moved out to Colorado. And I had been wanting to go to Colorado for a long time, right? It's right next to Kansas. It's close to home. The mountains, super alluring, right? I love adventure. So I started to formulate, how can I get out to Colorado? And I got a different job with a more corporate company. It was an insurance brokerage out there. And I made the move out to Colorado in August of 2021. And right when I moved out there, my buddy, Michael Wagenblast, he's the one who invited me to the 3-day workshop. And he invited me. He's like, hey, I got an extra ticket. You can come and worry about, the payment or anything. And, I was on my way back actually from Portland, Oregon. I was picking up my vehicle and driving it back to Colorado. And when I got that call, so I showed up and I got in on the second day. Right when I showed up, I was like, oh man, this is it. And it was very obvious to me that this was the path I needed to go down. Leading up
right
to
when
that
you
point,
showed up, was there something that stood out to you? Like right when you showed up, you felt it, but what was it that stood out to you? Just out of curiosity.
Well, it's nothing really that you can see. It's more so the feel, right? I showed up and I just felt an energy that permeated my being. And it was just, I felt a calling, you know what I mean? I felt pulled to do this. And really it was the energy of Tyler, man. Being up there at the front of the room, I could feel his energy and I felt called to do it. Leading up to that point, I had been diving into a lot of personal development things, right? And I always knew that I would end up an entrepreneur, even since I was a young kid. I did things like, it snowed a lot in Kansas. So anytime it would snow, I would go out and shovel driveways and I would make pretty good money doing it too, man. I would just knock on their doors and I'd be like, hey, you want me to shovel your driveway? And I was like, 10 years old at the time. And they'd ask how much. And I'd say, you just wait until I'm done and you can give me whatever you want. And I just leave it up to them. And man, sometimes they would hook it up, sometimes they'd give you $5-$10, but I was stacking it up. So I just, odd jobs like that. I mowed lawns and all those different types of things. So I had that spirit. But then growing up, went through college, looking for jobs, stuff like that. And then really what sparked a change in my life was that study abroad trip. I went abroad and I fell in love with travel. I fell in love with immersive travel. And as I started to piece together how life worked or how it looked for, the average person, I really started to understand that that was not the path that was for me. Right. I have a hard time asking for permission to live my life. That whole, 2 weeks off during the year thing didn't sit well with me. So, I started looking at different options and, hard work was never foreign to me. Like I said, my mom was a really hard worker. And she actually owns real estate, which, I plan to get into, on this call, but, growing up around her really instilled a great work ethic in me, you know, in combination with the sports and everything else that I did. So leading up to, you know, the workshop, I came back from the study abroad trip and I started diving into, you know, how can I build multiple passive streams of income, right? And I was doing all different types of things when I went to that workshop. I was doing side hustles and funneling that money into the stock market. I was trading stocks, you know, options trading, doing things like that, which became really popular during COVID. I was starting a Turo business. I was looking at Amazon, you know, fulfilled by Amazon, things like that. I was looking at Airbnb. So there's all these different types of things that I was playing around with. And in the meantime, I was really diving into personal development. You know, I was reading books. Think and Grow Rich was the first book that I read, you know, from cover to back. And that one, man, it set me on a different path. And it was right around that time that I finished it that I went to that workshop. And then, you know, Tyler's up at the front of the room and he's just dropping bar after bar. And I'm like, oh, man, like, I need this in my life. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's really what called to me. And the business was also very enticing. You know, the business model, growing up around a mom who owned multifamily, seeing how it was done differently through the syndication model was just, I was like, okay, this is, you know, gotta be the way. So yeah, I mean, that's really what pulled me, you know, to dive in and do it. Because I knew the impact that I'd be able to make through it. And, you know, the ability to have freedom and impact is like two of my main drivers in life. So,
and so relatable. I think people listening to this are people that have been to the workshop or that are thinking about going to the workshop. And I can only imagine that those that listen also have been in the same situation that Adam's been, where they're doing Amazon, Airbnb, just trying to figure it out. Right. We really like you realize that at a young age that the normal 9-to-5 way of making an income wasn't for you, that didn't lead to happiness for you. So you realized that you needed to learn all these other, you needed to learn these different ways to make income. So Adam, you're learning all these other ways to make these passive streams of income. And I'm sure that that's exciting as a young dude realizing, oh man, I can make money other than clocking in and clock other ways other than clocking in and clocking out. So you're doing this exciting, seeing all these new things, then you go and you start learning about multifamily syndication. Where has your focus been since you've learned about that? Are you still kind of trying to figure out all these other things? Are you more focused in multifamily now? And why have you decided to go whatever direction you've decided to go there?
Yeah. So luckily, you know, going through high school and college, you know, I had just the right amount of fun going through college. So right out of college, I was like, I was good to start maturing and start really building my own life. So I was all in on building income, right? Passive streams of income, all in on whatever was going to work, right? And you're right. It was so exciting, man. I love change personally. You know, change is something that we can't control, right? So I'm going to embrace change and really just focus on helping to guide the direction that I'm going in, right? And when I joined MFM with all these other things going on, it was really a challenge for me to go all in on one, right? Because I just learned about this business venture, didn't know a whole lot about it. So it took me a while actually to get to the point where I am now, which is all completely in on real estate. But you know, the trigger for that really was Peak Partnership. I went to Peak Partnership and man, the energy in that room, it was palpable. And I spoke with some seasoned investors and they gave me some really great nuggets, some great advice. And I could see the fact that, you know, they were free. I spoke with Chris, can't remember his name. I think it's Chris Jones, maybe. I'm not sure if I'm thinking of his name right. But he told me, he said he hadn't worked a W-2 in 20 years. And he wasn't a super old guy, you know, and that really stuck out to me. I was like, oh, man, like, you've been free from the system for 20 plus years and, you know, you're doing great. And I asked him, you know, what's the biggest tip that you could give me? And he said, you just got to know and you got to believe that you deserve it. And I gave him a response and I go, So I gotta believe that I can do it. And he says, no, you gotta believe that you deserve it. And I've carried that with me forever, man. Like,
what's the difference, you know, Adam? What's the difference between believing that you deserve it and believing that you can do it?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the way that I think about it and the way that I applied that, because like I said, man, it's stuck with me and I've thought about it. I always relate things back to physical fitness, right? Because I'm a big advocate for physical fitness. I think it's one of the biggest pillars that somebody can implement in their life. So taking this theory or this statement and applying that to physical fitness, I thought, okay, if I can do 50 push-ups, right, doesn't mean that I'm going to do it, because I'll tell myself, oh, you know, I can do it. What do I have to prove, right? There's no need for me to really go and do it. But if I believe that I deserve that, my body deserves that, you know, I deserve that health, then I'm going to get up and do it, you know, regardless of how I feel, because I know that I deserve it. So that to me was the distinction that I made there.
That's so good. I think that's so good. When you deserve something, it's almost like you're obligated to do it,
mm-hmm.
right? When you can do it, it's almost like it's an option. It's almost right. like it's, oh, maybe. But when you I like that. You become obligated to it
mm-hmm.
when you realize that you deserve it. No, dude, that's so good. That's so good. Adam, thanks for sharing that, dude. I think that's so wise. So you're at Peak Partnership. You meet all these people, and they help you. And through meeting these people is what it sounds like. You start to gain the confidence of, okay, maybe multifamily is what I need to solidify and focus in on. Keep talking me through that.
Yeah. So you're exactly right, man. Through meeting these people, I was inspired, man. And, you know, I aspired to live a life like that. And just the fact that there were so many people that were doing and living the way that I aspired to live in this community. And also the fact that it's a challenge to get around like-minded people that are all moving towards one mission, one goal, right? So the stars just aligned for me, man. And in my mind, I made that decision at Peak Partnership that I'm going to be a successful, you know, multifamily owner, multifamily operator, real estate investor. And I haven't looked back since. You know, that's something that, you know, I have full faith in, full confidence in. And, you know, it's been a heck of a journey. You know, I really have enjoyed the journey. That's the main thing. It's been super fun. You know, a lot of personal growth, a lot of growth in the business as well. But yeah, man, I mean, I went all in there. And at Peak Partnership, at that same one, it was the first one, is in Las Vegas. I really got to know a lot of the MFM employees. You know, I was in the room, and I'd stay in the room until like they were leaving. You know, I was the last one in the room, and I was just kicking it with all the guys and gals that were in MFM, and great people, you know, just great people, great energy, great mindsets, great perspectives. And I just loved being around it. You know, I craved more of it. So I was there as long as I could be. And, you know, I remember getting some people's phone numbers, James McCabe, Noel Wooden, you know, I got some of their phone numbers. Jake Dean was my strategist. So I was tapped in with all of them, you know, and it was just, I got to meet Tyler, and I actually made a video with Tyler at the time and basically committed myself to being on the stage at Peak Partnership, you know, taking a trophy from his hand. So that's, you know, that's something that I'm still committed to. And, you know, it's unfolding as we speak, but
amazing,
you know,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So,
Adam, it sounds like, you know, as we kind of wrap up here, dude, as we kind of wrap up this episode, we've learned so much about you, and there's been so many gems through this and through your story and things that you've learned that you've shared. And I appreciate that. And I know the listeners do too. But as you've kind of told your story again, this is just my perspective, right? Because you're telling me this very long story in just a few minutes. But to me, Adam, it sounds like there was a lot of divine timing that kind of went along throughout your journey, from college to going abroad to coming back to getting your car to pulling in on the second day of the workshop to feeling that energy that's so great. You know what I mean? And you've been to other workshops since then, I'm sure. And, you know, like the first day, there's a lot of hesitancy. The second day is when the energy really starts to pick up. And the third day is when the change really happens. But you come in on that second day when the energy is really high and you feel it and you're impacted by it, right? And then you go to peak partnership and all this stuff just happens, and it seems to be just some fantastic timing that happened there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why I bring that up, but more I just want to get just maybe your thoughts there, Adam. You've done a lot so far. You're a young man. You've done quite a bit. You've traveled. You've done some cool things. Why do you think that the timing has worked out so well for you up to this point?
Well,
it's kind of a hard question. It's kind of a loaded question. But just a thought.
It's a good question. And it's a great point. And I definitely believe that, man. I mean, I believe that all things happen for a reason. You know, I truly believe that, and I live that through my life, right? And even if it's painful, I believe that the ability to learn is a gift, even when pain is the teacher, right? So if I have to go through pain in order to learn and grow, then I welcome that and I embrace that. But the divine timing, man, absolutely. You know, ever since I was a kid, I always believed I was destined for greatness and destined for great things. And, you know, I believe that I'm here to change the world and make an impact on the world and those around me, right? Every life that I touch, I believe that I can make a difference on. So through that belief, I feel as though I attract certain people and certain opportunities to my life. And then when I do, you know, I seize the moment, you know what I mean? I cling to those opportunities and I just stay loyal to the process. You know what I mean? I'll never allow an opportunity to control my loyalty. But at the same time, I'll stay loyal to my journey and my process. And if I feel as though that opportunity is going to put me in a place to fulfill my purpose here on this planet, you know, which is really to have an impact, to create freedom for myself and those around me, to inspire others to become the best version of themselves and grow and be the best that they can be, then I'm going to go towards that. You know, it doesn't matter how much work I see that, you know, could be down the road. It doesn't matter if I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. If I feel called, if I feel pulled, then I'll go to it, man. And just kind of, you know, roll with the punches, take the hits, and just, you know, kind of go through life, you know, one step at a time, embracing every step of the way.
You got a lot of trust. You got a lot of trust and belief and faith in that if you follow that, you know, that the right things will unfold. And if it is painful, that still is the right thing, because you have that such a belief that you're attracting the things that you're supposed to have in your life, and that you're going to seize the moment when they do come into your life. Adam, I've learned a ton from you today. I know the listeners have as well, man. I'm very grateful for the time that you've spent to jump on, share your journey, and share these little gems, man. I'm excited to hopefully be able to jump on more episodes like this with you, continue to learn from you. And then, well, I want to jump down the multifamily. We didn't even really talk about multifamily today, but I want to jump down the multifamily lane with you, maybe on another episode, dude. But as we're kind of wrapping up here with this episode, Adam, what would you say, or what advice would you give to somebody that is just getting ready to go to a workshop, or maybe at the workshop experiencing it for the first time, and they're not really sure if they should keep trying to do Turo, Airbnb, if they should keep trying to do Facebook or Amazon, if they should keep trying to create these other things, or if they should really focus on multifamily? What would you say to those people that are in that part of the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, faith is the supreme teacher. It's the supreme affirmation, right? So if you can have faith in your journey, you'll always be making the right decisions, right? Because even if you make a decision that, you know, you have to go back and fix, as long as you have that faith that you're on the right journey, then you're going to come back and make that right decision eventually. Now, you know, leading into a workshop, there's a lot of excitement, really. And as you mentioned before, whenever you're doing all these different things, these new things, right, it's that shiny object syndrome. Things are flashing, things look good, and it's exciting, you know, and people cling to that excitement because it dings in the brain, right? There's dopamine going off and all these different things. Now, one of the big lessons that I took away from my personal journey is that the decision that you make is, it's not always what you choose that has the biggest impact. It's that you choose, right? So whatever you're going to do, go all in, right? And, you know, it's the same thing I tell students when they're looking at multifamily markets. It's like, you know, do your due diligence, do your research, get your data, and then go all in. Because what you'll learn from that experience of being all in, you can take that and apply it to another opportunity or another venture, you know, that you're also all in on. So that's the biggest thing, man, is just, you know, if when you make a decision, make that decision and go all in, and just, you know, continue to stay open-minded.
That's so good. I think the biggest problem that a lot of people have is that indecision, right? It's mm-hmm. everybody's pretty clear on what it is that they want, but how yeah. to get there and the decisions that you need to make in order to get what it is that you want. That's the hard part. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. No, Adam, such good advice. Make a decision and then stay committed. Jump with both mm-hmm. feet. Jump with both feet and stay committed. Adam, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. Again, if you haven't connected with Adam, figure out a way to. I know right now you're out in Florida, right? You're living in Florida, working out of our Florida office down there. But if you have the opportunity, whether that's at peak, whether you're down in the office in Florida to connect with Adam, I would suggest doing so. One of the best energies yeah. and people you could be around and feed from and learn from, for sure. Adam, appreciate you, my man. Thank you so much for jumping on. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Multifamily Mindset Podcast. Adam, how can people contact you if they want to contact you? Do you want to share that info? We can drop that now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm on Instagram, Facebook. Those are the two main social media sites that I use. You know, Adam Al-Sultani, we can put that, you know, in the bio or the description, but yeah, reach out. You know, I love to collaborate. I love to get, you know, side by side with like-minded people. And I love to give, I love to pour into people and, you know, see how we can grow together. So yeah, you know, reach out, let's get connected.
Awesome. Adam, appreciate your time, man. Again, thank you everybody for listening. Have a fantastic rest of your morning, afternoon, evening, whenever it is you're listening. We appreciate you for tuning in. Take care, y'all.
Multifamily Mindset Podcast. Think bigger.